That's kind of how I'm feeling today. I hope you're feeling the same way. A little jazzy, a little bluesy. And you are listening to KHSU Magazine on this Wednesday. I'm David Reed, your host today. And in the studio is Michael McClyman of Scotiabank, so many other groups. Musician extraordinaire, multi-instrumentalist, I believe. Am I wrong, Michael?
I do play piano a little bit, but I'm a trumpet player.
By heart, okay. And it's not often that, Michael, that I don't have to prepare for an interview, but today we're talking about the Fortuna Christmas Music Festival that's coming up on Sunday, December 9th at Fortuna's River Lodge. And I was on that committee for probably a decade or more.
Yeah, I think it's 12 years, I think. And,
yeah.
And that was, well, yeah, with me, I've been involved in it since it began. And, you know, this is our 42nd year.
I saw that, and I cannot believe it. 42 years. For listeners who are unfamiliar with the festival, what is this day about? Because it is most of a full day on Sunday.
Right, it starts around noon and or 12:30 and goes on to 5 or 6. You know what it is a group, is a community festival of community groups. We on our little committee invite all as many community groups as we can get together, and they all take their turn throughout the day, and we have a whole slew of business supporters that help us pay for the details of the festival. So consequently, this whole event is free to the community.
I know, and it's been free for 42 years.
It has been. You know, it started off with just a small contribution from the Chamber of Commerce way back in the beginning. And then the festival kind of grew and we needed a little more. And now we have business people that step up and help us. So it's really been a wonderful thing. And like if you're interested in hearing community groups, this is the day to show up, because you can just come into the River Lodge, settle in, and just listen to community groups all day long.
And the nice thing about this festival is, and it's mostly holiday music, mm-hmm. winter holidays, Christmas, there's a little bit of Hanukkah music. Some
Hanukkah music.
Yeah. And but the great thing is, it is a 5-ish hour event, but you don't have to be there for the whole day. You can pop in and out as your schedule allows and catch just probably, like you said, most of the community music groups in one place.
Yeah, many of them. And you know, they're from across the county, too. They're not all just from Fortuna. And, you know, when we first started this festival, David, it was church choirs and school groups and some community groups from Wright and Ferndale and Fortuna. But over the years now, it has kind of spread out a little more. Like, we start off the day with the All Seasons Orchestra, which is the community orchestra here in Arcata that everyone knows.
And that has players from all over the county.
That really does. I know some players from Fortuna and Hydesville and such. And then the Humble Harmoniers show up afterwards, and the Harmoniers is our local barbershop chorus, for people that don't know.
But this is the whole chorus.
Right, and it's great.
It's not quartets. It's a big group of barbershop.
It's really great, and they're made up of people from all across the community as well. And then we have recently, I shouldn't say recently, probably 15 years now, but we've got the College of the Redwoods concert band, and that's a community group that's made up of, you know, not just students but also community members from all across the county.
And coming up at 2:00, I'm not familiar with Eureka Brass.
Eureka Brass is a little swing band that's been in Humboldt County for, gosh, probably 40 years. Woody Thompson was the high school music teacher here at Arcata High School, and when he retired, he kind of picked up on his history of playing in swing bands when he got out of the military back in World War II. And he started writing arrangements, formed his own little group, and he's passed on now, but the members of the band have kept his music and have added more modern arrangements, and they just started playing in the festival about 3 years ago, I think.
Nice. And a kind of a highlight for me, and it is the time when the festival fills up, I think, the most, is when the Fortuna High Band plays
right
after that. And it's kind of, it's fun because the kids are really, really talented.
They're right. Really, and it is actually one of the only school groups we have in the festival this year. But I know that they're planning to be there, and they've been great about helping us. You know, all the years this festival's been going on, we kind of depend on them for choir risers and music stands.
And a lot of just lifting things and moving
drums.
Things.
Yeah,
and
they help with getting stuff over there and getting it back as well. But they, you know, they provide us with that, with all that equipment. So each group doesn't have to bring their own kettle drums and,
right.
And all.
I love that you've got Mariachi Real de Mexico in the middle of the afternoon at about 3:30. Definitely like bringing in the larger Latinx community into the festival.
Yeah, you know, I was saying to you earlier, I don't remember having a very large Hispanic community in Fortuna when we started
this
festival back in 1977. But it has definitely grown, and there are two mariachi bands in Fortuna.
Oh, wow.
And this is just one of them, and they were great. They've been really well accepted, and I think this is their third year
now
coming up. And they wear wonderfully bright costumes, and they're just great.
And then Tuba Christmas, this is one of their, only two public performances or three?
Three. This is the third of the first weekend of December every year. They do a performance at the gazebo in Eureka, and then they do a performance up in McKinleyville at the shopping center, the Safeway Shopping Center. So, or at least this year it's at the Safeway Shopping Center. And so they come down and do a third performance at our festival.
And so that's their final performance of the
season.
Yeah,
and they...
all tubas.
They're really well... appreciated too by
just loved,
a lot of
and our very own You're Saving Grace from here on Saturday nights is one of the long-standing members of Tuba Christmas.
Yeah, Gracie is there.
Well, we're down to 4 o'clock, and then speaking of KHSU Voices, a company of voices is on at 4 o'clock right before Scotiaband, and what are they like?
Well, I've only gotten to know them in recent years. They've just been a part of our festival for the last 3 years. But they seem to be a bunch of vocal majors from Humboldt State that still live in the area, and they all get together. And boy, do they sing fancy music.
And many people who listen to KHSU know that our very own Bonnie Burgess from Gopher Baroque is one of the voices in a company of voices. So it's a nice treat to see her doing something different, not her usual instrument.
Yeah, and it's really nice to have them because they add so much. And this year I invited Anna Gaines. You know, they are kind of co-directed by Anna Gaines and Elizabeth Harrington, who teaches here at Humboldt State. And this year I invited Anna to direct our big finale at the end, because after the voices, the company of voices sings their set, then the Scotiaband, and if people don't know about the Scotiaband, it's a little town band from Fortuna that started in 1935 and been going continuously all these years. I directed it myself for a few years. And then after the Scotiaband does its set, then we have this kind of traditional ending that we do at our festival. And it's an ending that was started by our fearless leader that actually formed the festival back in 1977, Dorothy Early. Mm-hmm. And what we do is invite the community to come up and sing the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah. And then we also turn out the lights after that and light up a bunch of candelabras, and the whole community sings Silent Night together.
Yeah, it is really sweet. If you have never experienced the end and the finale and the last few groups, it's really, really special. So,
yeah, it really is.
It's a completely
nice.
Free event. We're running out of time, Michael. There are a couple of interesting little side notes about what's Santa's sleigh. What is that about?
Yeah, you know, the event is free because we have community and we have businesses to support us. So it's free for everyone. But you can make donations to Santa's sleigh service, which is run by the Fortuna Fire Department volunteers that help get gifts to kids that wouldn't otherwise get them in town. And also the Seventh-day Adventist School provides cookies in the back there. You can go buy cookies and coffee all through the day too, if you want to. So that's another nice thing that makes it kind of fun.
Well, if you need more information about this, look for posters, very brightly colored red and green and white posters around. You can also call, I think, Chamber of Commerce in Fortuna, right? One more time, Fortuna Christmas Music Festival.
On December 9th, Sunday, December 9th. It's always the second Sunday. It starts at 12:30 with All Seasons Orchestra and goes until about 5 o'clock to this year.
Michael McClyman, thank you so much.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Can't wait to go see it.